Yeah, it's a huge game for us, huge game for both of us. Obviously, it's a divisional opponent, and those count a little extra every time you play somebody from your division. So, yeah, it's a definitely a huge game for both teams. You know, obviously that helps, but in my position, that's not always the case. So, always have to just be ready.
You know.
Yeah, that's something that I think is very important in a backup. Something I've always tried to I guess carry. I can't say that everybody does that around the league, and but I think it's one of the most important attributes for sure.
Do you think?
Yeah, that probably helps a little bit. Yeah, it's not too far removed from that. So yeah, that does help a little bit. And the other thing that helps is whenever we're running the scout team for our defense, we try as much as we can to incorporate our offense into those plays, to call them how we would call them, so that I can read them like we would read them. And you know, we're giving the defense a good look, but as an offensive player, as a backup player, a guy that doesn't get a lot of reps, well, you know, myself, the practice squad guys included, everybody's able to kind of get a rep during that period. I can't explain that. You know, I mean, there's some people that are given everything, and you wonder what they did to get it, and there's some people that have done everything that they needed to do, and it just didn't happen for them. I mean, that's just the way it works out. I have no idea. I mean, I'm very fortunate, trust me, and you'll never hear me say anything otherwise. I mean, I wasn't even invited to the combine, so I wasn't even chosen as, I don't know, one of the top 30-something quarterbacks in the league, in college in 2002. So I'm very fortunate to just be sitting where I'm sitting, for sure.
How close are you?
Well, I do it because a lot of guys wear the earbud. I do it because it actually sounds different in the helmet than it does in the earbud. It's a lot easier to understand in the earbud. But so I wear the helmet, number one, so I don't have to go find it if I got to go out there. Number two, so that I'm always hearing it through the helmet, and it's just, you know, that way I can get the calls clearly in the games. I think number one thing is to accept your role, but don't always be satisfied in your role. You can do both. You can accept your role as a backup, but don't always be satisfied in it, and the fact that you're always continuing to try to improve. And you know, and further your career, and obviously everybody's goal is to be a starter and to play. So you can definitely do both. I guess I don't know. It's hard to take positives from that, and you know, and. I guess the main positive is that there's another opponent this Sunday. You can move past it, you know, spend your day Monday learning from it and watching it and beating yourself up about things. And then you come in Tuesday and you're ready for your new opponent. And so that's the main positive. And we've got definitely a tough opponent coming in here this Sunday.
Have you ever?
Well, the offense stays the same. You know, Scott may call different things for different guys, but you know, the offense stays the same. This is definitely his show, you know. So, the offense stays the same.
You got a running
game. Yeah. We're really doing a good job of sticking with the run you know, getting some of those tough yards for us. And the more we're able to do that, the better off we're going to be in the long run.